Okay, today's daf is Yevamis, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amid Beis. Towards the bottom, we're still in the sugyas of Ase Doche Los Ase, right? A backdrop and going, a throwback, I should say, to the first parak, where we discussed this at length, but we had the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. The Mishnah told us that even in case of Chayvei Lavin and Isser Shnios Midirabanan, one does not do Yibun. The Mishnah tells us we do Chalitza in those cases. Of course, there is a Zika. There is a Zika, because there would be Tfisas Kiddushin. But we do not allow Yibum even in a case of an Isser Durabanan, Mitzvah Lashmo Adivrei Chachamim, as it's called, Isurei Mitzvah. But we also, and that's what the Gemara is interested in now, we also don't say it in a case of Chayvei Lavin, even though we should apply the principle of Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Why not? So the Gemara first, on the bottom of Chafam Aleph, Rav Gidol Amarav tried to say it was a Din De Oraisa, that even by Chayvei Lavin, we only do Chalitza and not Yibum. But we rejected that based on the principle that we've had already once before, that Yibum and Chalitza always go together. And the you can't have a case of one on a Daraisa level that you don't have on a that you don't have the other one. Kosha Olo L'Chalitza, Olo L'Yibum, and vice versa. So the Gemara's Maskana up until where we are now, Rava said really on a Daraisa level you should say Asi Docha Lo Sase by Bia Rishona. But Gzeira Mishum, the last point we said on the first wide line, Elam Arava Gzeira Bia Rishona Atu Bia Shnia. The first Bia would be okay for Ati Docha Lo Saseh, but Bia Shnia there wouldn't be any more mitzvah. The mitzvah is already done, as we saw yesterday. The Ri and the Riva, the discussion in Tosfos, it's Bia Haruya Lizaria. That is the definition of the mitzvah. So therefore, even though the first Bia would be okay, the second Bia would not be okay, and that would be the problem. Tosfos we noted at the end of Shir said it's not literal. Bia Shnia, but even Sof Bia, Tosva said, Da Filu Gemar Bia, Asur, Di Yavama Niknes Bahar Ara. Yavama is already, the kidney is already done. Betchilas Bia. Vavimatzi Lameimar, Gzeira Atu Gemar Bia. So could have said that, the Ein Lahatir, Bia Shnia, Mitam Shanasis Ishto Lachal Davar. And then Tosva says, we didn't get to read this yesterday, I mean Tosva's Atu. Don't say that once we're married already, okay, let him stay married, because now it's Ishto Lachal Davar. No. De'ena nases ki ishto elahecha deshari le belo techia. Only if the first bia was perfect and halachically no problem, that's where we would say, okay, even if a problem comes up later, you could stay married. Aval, for example, the Gemara talks about in Kiddushin, do we apply the principle of hol de hutra hutra if a Kohen hediot marries an almana and then he becomes a Kohen gadol? So then, at the time, he didn't do anything wrong, so then he became the Kohen Gadol, so she happened to be on Amana beforehand. So maybe we'll say, let him stay married, because at the time of the marriage, everything was mutter. But says Tosfos, that didn't happen here. Here you had to apply the principle of Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Avachayve Lav, and Afila Bi Rishona Lo Sharya. Elam Yishum Da Asi Asi Vedochi Lo Saseh. So therefore, Tosfos says that we would not allow Bia Shnia. The Ritva also here discusses this, and he has an important formulation, which I mentioned outside yesterday. The Ritva says right here, Vim Tomar. Kol Yavama, the Ritva himself is not a longer on this Masechta than other Masechtas. It's just the footnotes on the Ritva are humongous on Yavama. That's why we have two fat volumes on the Masechta. Vim Tomar. Kol Yavama Nami Titzar Bibiya Shnia, Vitaxo Liseratius Ach. He asks a little differently. Every case of Yibum, the first B is the only mitzvah. So why don't you say that every time a person does Yibum, they have to get divorced after this? We discussed this based on a Tosfos already earlier in the Masechta, where we said that's Terachei Adachinoam. The Torah would never demand a Bia and then require a divorce right after that. So we discussed earlier, but here Tosfos does not ask that question, but we discussed that's a Ches Amid Beis. Ches Amid Beis, we dealt with that question in Dibur Maskil Malamid in Tosfos. But here the Ritva asks it. Se umayshna hameha v'yesh lomar debi yivama da'alma she'ein ba'ela iser eishes ach gzeres akasef she'tiru l'gamre b'maka mitzvah yibum. That's like in the derech of Tosfos. He just didn't ask Tosfos' question. That first bia is what we would call hutra. Remember we discussed back on Daf Beis, the lashon of the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nun Gimel. Very clear Yad Ramah. That even though generally you might say Asi Docha Lo Saseh is a case of Dechuya, but when it comes to cases which are always together, like Yib, not Tzitzis and Shatnez, which aren't always together, but Yibim and Isra Veshazach is always together, so you say Hutra, the language of the Yad Ramah. The Veshazach, Kika Mitchi, B'makam Yibim, Lav Mishum to Asi Asi V'dochi Lo Saseh, Ela Mishum to Lo Mishkachas Yibim, Ela Be'eshazach, Memelo Shamis, Delo Asa Rachmana, Eshazach, Ella shelo b'makam yibum. Gon hechad yesh la zera. Very strong formulation of hutra. So that's what Ritva here says. Once the first bia was hutra, so then they could stay married. The only problem here is because if you apply asi dechalos asay, fine. And then he adds towards the end. He says umiyu bia rishona kula sharia. This is getting into Tosfos' issue, but we will have a whole first bia rishona. Diavogav diyavam kona beha'ara. Even though the kinyan of yibun happens at tchilas bia, mikal makom ein hakamas shzera ela begemar bia. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos just said, no, it could have said that, but it didn't. And we're not going to be, it could have said gzera atu gemar bia. We didn't say that. The Ritva says, no. Fundamentally, the kinyan of Yibum happens b'tchilas bia, but the mitzvah of Yibum, the hakama zera, only happens by gemar bia. And that's what's needed for the asi dechalos asay. Fascinating formulation, the difference between the kinyan of Yibum and the mitzvah of Yibum. Okay. A lot there to talk about, but we will now continue. The Maariv Chayis, just one other horror. The Maariv Chayis here also discusses the Tosfos. The Maariv Chayis says it's impossible that the Torah would demand / allow a tchilas bia and require a person to stop. Why? See, he invokes the principle from Bava Kama, tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. Meaning, once there's at the beginning, it changes into an ones afterwards, yetzer al pasha, as the Gemara says elsewhere, you can't demand the person to stop, and therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Dal gemar bia, eno chayev, hechid tchilas bia haisa beheter, tekaimon tchilaso ba'ones v'sofa b'ratzim mutaris, darmir yetzer al pasha, sof bia, v'chulu. Okay, that's the Maariv Chayis. So we continue now. We already said this, second wide line, in Baal Lukana, Bia Rishon, Vaslakam, Bia Shnia. So it works. So you see, on a Doraisa level, it should say Asi Dochalos Asay, that's why it works, but it's Aser, and that's why we're Gozer to do Chalitza. Then Hadar Marava Vitema Ravashi, La Milsehi Da Amri. So Rava goes back, even though this was the Maskan, and this is what we really hold. But Rava went back, that you can't say that on a Doraisa level, you should say Asa Dochalos Asay, and they only get rid of it to Rabbanan. Why? Dama Reish Lakish, because of Reish Lakish's principle, one of the Yesodos of Asa Dochalos Asay. What does Reish Lakish say? Kol makom sha'atamotse asay velos asay, wherever you have an Asay Dochalos Asay situation, im ata yachol l'kayem shneihem muta, if you could be b'kayem both of them, fine. Meaning, if you could do the Asay and not violate the Los Asay, fine, v'im lav, yob asay b'yirches Los Asay. Meaning, if there's any way to not violate the los asay and still fulfill the asay, that's what you have to do. So Hachanami, Rava applies Reish Lakish's chiddush to the case of Yibam. Hachanami, efshar bechalitza to bekai masay v'los asay. So Rava says it can't be that asa docha los asay would work here because part of the asay, we'll have to talk about this measure in a couple of minutes, is chalitza. And that you could do without violating the los asay. So you shouldn't be able to say asi dochal los asay on a daraisa level and just say it's gzeira d'rabanan. So Rava says it must be based on Reish Lakish's principle a daraisa that you have to do chalitza. And the Gemara asks the same question it asked before. Meis vevim balu kanu, but it says on a daraisa level it works. If yibam is excluded on a daraisa level, it shouldn't work. So tiyufta. So we leave that as a question, which Beis Hashem will have to get back to. Remember the Rabbi Chanan, we mentioned already once in the Masechta, but to mention it again, it's in Simen Yudalid Os Hei, where he discusses what does it mean that Efshar, it's you're able to do something else. Do you always say that if the choices aren't the same? Usually Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem means you could do the Asay perfectly, and you don't have to violate the Los Asay. That's what's called Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem. But what if there is a sacrifice? In this case, let's say the Yavam loves the Yavama. He wants to marry his brother's wife. So you're saying, Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, and therefore I can do Chalitza. But that's not what I want to do. So is that called Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem? In that case, he gets into this whole discussion from a question that he asked his father-in-law. His father-in-law of Meir Atlas, the father-in-law of Rabbi Chanan. He says, there's a circular question. What's the circular question? Which we're not going to get into the whole discussion. Feel free to look here. It's in Simen Yudalid, Os Hey. It's also in Kovach Shiron, the same exact thing. Chelik Beis Os Mem. So he says, we know the rule is, in the Hilchas Sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, you do not have to spend more than 20% of your assets on a mitzvah. There's a maximum. Not to violate a los asay, you have to give away all your money. But to do a mitzvah, amavazbez ayavazbez yoser michomesh. There's a limit. So, yesh list topic. If you have an asay and a los asay, And it's efshar to be mekayim the asay by spending more than 20%. So is that called efshar lekayim shnehem? I don't want to spend more than 20%, but then I would have to rely on the asay dochalosa asay. For example, let's say I have matzah, but it's usser matzah. It's from Chadash. And I could get yashan, but it's very expensive. Do I have to buy the yashan matzah and not rely on asay dochalosa asay? Is that called efshar lekayim shnehem? If you say you have to spend more, but then but you're not dimas at all, because you don't have to spend more than that. But then you're going to tell me, oh, but you can do the losa say then. But you do the losa say, but is that called efshar lekayim shnehem? So you should have to buy the other one. So it's a circular question, what exactly. So that's where he gets into the sugya of what's called efshar lekayim shnehem. Like we had this back in the first parak in the discussion of why do you ever say asidu chalosa say by tzitzis and shatnez, just put tzitzis on a different baged. But I want to wear this baged. If I want to wear this baged, so for this baged it's efshar lekayim shnehem. So if you have to say asidu chalosa say, right? How much do you limit the view of efshar lekayim shnehem or not? That's an important point in terms of defining Rish Lakish's principle. Okay, two dots. Second to last line, chaf amid beis. Itmar, says the Gemara, Bias Kohen Gadol ba'almana. We know a Kohen Gadol is usher to marry an Amana. Usher daraisa, lo sase. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rebbe Lazar. But what's the halacha if he does? If a Kohen Gadol, who's not allowed to do Yibam, right? Kohen Gadol's brother dies, and he does Yibam anyway. So what's the halacha? And I'll start this with two questions. What is that? What is the halacha with the woman he did Yibam with? And what's the halacha with the Tsaros, the other wives? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. Chad Amar Eina Poteres Sarasa, V'chad Amar Poteres Sarasa. One of them says the Tsar is not pottered, and one of them says he is pottered, she is pottered. So, the Pashas of the Gemara is that regarding this woman herself, the Gemara doesn't talk about the woman herself, just talk about the Tsaros. Pashas, this woman herself was taken care of. It was Be'isser, but you don't need Chalitza for that woman. But the question is the Tsaros. Is it effective for the Tsaros or not, being that it was Ba'aveira? That's not how Rashi seems to understand the Gemara. The Marsha points out, if you look at the bottom Rashi, Poteres Osa Ve'es Sarasa Mina Chalitza. What do you mean Osa? Says the Marsha, the woman that it was done to, of course she's out of the picture now. Doesn't need Chalitza. Says the Marsha, it's Sarachian. It's Rashi talking about. Sounds like from Rashi that even the woman herself would still require Chalitza after Bia was done. Says the Marsha, it's Sarachian. I don't understand why that would be. If you look on the bottom of the Marsha, the Karnei Re'im, the Achronim after the Marsha, says it must be that Rashi holds that if it was a Yibam, explaining this day, if it was a Yibam Ba'aveira, it was not a mitzvah. And therefore she's not pottered. The kibbutz is a kuka lachalitza, the lola yibum, imkain, lo mahani hakidushin la afkue chiyuv hachalitza. Varizekamo maimar. You'll treat it like a maimar. The tsricha get the chalitza. Ubi apsula, kemamar shnia durabanan vizebor. Says that's what Rashi, big chidish in Rashi. Marsha can't fathom it, but that is what Rashi seems to say. Okay, back to the Gemara. So, if a Kohen Gadol had bia with an almana, his yavama, machlokes, what's the din of the tzara? So the Gemara says, bi'almana minani suin, kuli amalo pligi de la patra. If his brother was fully married, so then for sure, this was a full aveira done, and the tzaris would have to get chalitza done to them. De enos ase dochalos ase vase, because then she was a be'ula. If she was a be'ula, a Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. It's an asay. So it's an asay and a los asay. So an asay, the asay of Yibam, is not doched a los asay va'asay in this case, and therefore the tzara is for sure not pater. Ki pligi ba'almana mina erisin. The question is, what about almana mina erisin, where his brother's wife was a still a besula? So it's purely a los asay. So, man damar poteres asi asay v'dochi es los asay. The one who says that tzara is patered because asi doch a los asay. There's a gzera derabanan not to have that bia because he's going to have to get divorced. But still, the yibam worked on a daraisa level. Uman da'amar eina poteres lo asi asay v'dochi es los asay. But the one who says not poteres, no. You don't say asi doch a los asay here. Why? As Rava, based on Reish Lakish said earlier, kivan de efshar b'chalitza. Since it's efshar b'chalitza, so it's not called asi doch a los asay, it's efshar l'kayim shnei. Same question we asked before, but you see it works on a daraisa level in Baalu Kanu. So how can you say that it's excluded on a daraisa level? Tiyufta. So again, that question is not answered. We, by the way, paskin like in Baalu Kanu. Rabban paskins that way in Hilchas in Yibum Perek Vav Alach Yud that ba'avera the Yibum does work. But we don't paskin like this big chiddush of especially of Rashi. We don't go that far. But in Hilchas Yibum in Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Haisa Hayavama Asura Al Yavama Isserlav, O Isser Asay, O Shaisa Shnia, Harizu Cholazes Vamas Yabemes, Mabne Matsucha Chalitza, because there is Lakuchen, Umenadin Hayashi is Tisyamu, Shayiba Mitzvah Asay, Chamakam Shadamosi Asay Velos Asay, Yavasi Vinchas Los Asay, Chachamim Gazrushli, Siamu Chaibi Lavin, Veloshnia's Gzeira Shayavala Biashnia, Barbiasa Sura, Vinsha Mitzvah, Shay Mitzvah Asay, Ella, Bia Rishona Bilvad. That's the Rambam's Lashon. Again, if it's a regular case of Yibum, because the first one is Beheter, like Tosfos said, like the Ritva said, then he can stay married. Only if the first one was problematic. But in this case, the Rambam Paskins like this in Baalu Kanu Halacha. So Tiyufta. So now Gemara says, Leimi Tevi Nami Tiyufta de Reish Lakish. So would this knock out like Reish Lakish's whole opinion about Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? How do you answer that? Amar Lecha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says no. A very important line. This goes on the list in the Masechta of the relationship between Yibam and Chalitza. We had a few important days already in the keeping the list of the relationship. Are they parallel? Are they connected? Is the Abishol discussion that later on in Daf Lamed Tes is that you say Chalitza Makam Yibam Lav Klumhu Ki Amina Ano? Now, this line Heicha de Mekayim Mitzvah. Reish Lakish would say, when do you say that Ef Shel Lekayim Shteim is the limit? That's only where you're able to do the mitzvah otherwise. Aval hacha, chalitza b'makam yibam lav mitzvahi. This would be considered a case of e efshar l'kayim shneim. Because chalitza b'makam yibam is not a mitzvah. It's totally secondary. And therefore, that's how Reish Lakish would answer. In Baalu Kanu, no. You would say, Chalitza doesn't have the effect. So it seems to be even a machlokes amoran. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how do you look at Chalitza when Yibum is possible on a Daraisa level, even if that would mean saying, Ase doche lo sase. Part of it might be the issue that we've touched on in the past. We haven't done it justice. Hopefully we'll have a Daf Be'in share about this over the next couple of weeks. How much is Chalitza a mitzvah, like other mitzvahs, like we had from the Sefer HaKovitz to the beginning of Hilchos Yibam, or is it more of a matir? We know there are certain mitzvahs that their inherent nature is to be a matir. They might be counted as one of the 613, but they're still called a matir, which might have nafkaminas in terms of bracha, in terms of the tzorech to do them. You have this discussion by Shechita, and by Tevila, and by Chalitza. By Chalitza, is Chalitza purely a matir, so that it's one of the mitzvahs, but it's more of a rishus. If I don't have any plans to get married, the first Chacham Tzvi, Simon Aleph in the Tshuvas, if a woman is 98 years old, she has no plans to get married, she doesn't have to do Chalitza. Right? It's a more of a matir. So that might be what's behind this issue too. That Chalitza is a matir. Yibum is a mitzvah. And therefore, B'makam Yibum, you know, we will not say that that is good enough. The Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon, the Aruch HaShulchan here in Eben HaEzer, discusses this line of Chalitza B'makam Yibam Lav Klumu, and his Lashon is in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, V'yesh Lomar Atam, Mishum De Yibam Hu Kiruv, L'Hakim La'achiv Shem, V'Chalitza Hi Richuk, it's distancing, U'Nehisha Torah Nitzno Lo Rishus, Mikol Makom Iker HaMitzvah Hu Akiruv, Raka Torah Lo Ratzah L'Kof L'Azeh. The Iker Mitzvah is the Kiruv, and therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that is why Kiruv goes ahead of Richuk. If you look in on a Kabbalistic level, there's a discussion in the Gilyon HaShas, quotes the Maharami Panu. There's a few Tshuva Sfarad that Rav Yosef Engel always loves to quote. Maharami Panu, the Radvaz, right, the Shvus Yaakov, every one of those that has to do with any Daf in Shas, the Rav Yosef Engel and the Gilyon HaShas, whose Yartzeit, I think, was this week. Yartzeit is this week. We'll quote it. So he quotes, "Asei de yibum hu minutekes la asei de chalitza." That's the lashon. The asei of yibum is minutak, like lava nitak to chalitza. What in the world does he mean? Says the Argilioni Ashas. Omer Torah, im avar al halav ya'aseh kach v'kach v'tutukan aveiraso. if you violate the law of not wanting to tate your yavam, then do this mitzvah to fix your problem. Afkan Amr Torah Shem Yevatel Asei Deyibum Zeu Takanaso Lachlotz V'yetakein Bazeh Averas Bittel Asei Deyibum. So that's what it means, that B'makam Yibum is La Mitzvah. This is the B'dievet. This is like, okay, I'm going to steal so I can return the money. No, don't steal in the first place. So, by Yibum, don't not do Yibum in the first place. Do Yibum. If you didn't do Yibum, okay, there's a mitzvah called Chalitza in this at second best. Ein Chalitza Mitzvah Atzmusis Rak Tikun Bittel HaYibum. Right, we don't, as we said many times, a mitzvah doesn't mean something that we don't want to do all 6,113 mitzvahs. I don't, my person doesn't want to be machzer grushaso, or the mitzvah of gerushin, or the mitzvah of returning stolen money. We don't want to do all the mitzvahs. Right? There's a situation. A mitzvah means, we don't want to do the mitzvah of avelus. Mitzvah means in every situation in life, Hashem tells us what to do. But it doesn't mean that we want to do it. So here, so too here, chalitza is a mitzvah. But it's only situational if the real mitzvah wasn't done. That's the language of Maharam Mipanu. Chalitza is like a nita, it's an aseishin, nita klase. Right? It's not a lava nita klase, it's an aseha nita klase. That's what yibam and chalitza is. Fascinating lashon. Maharam Mipanu explained by the Gilyone Hashas here. But that's the issue, mitzvah versus matir. Okay, we finished that sugya. New topic now, Amar Rava, about the 10th line or so. The Mishnah on yesterday's daf brought up Shnios. Shnios la Arayos, the Durabanan secondary Arayos that the are added on to the list in Achremos and Kedoshim. Amar Rava, Remez l'Shnios min HaTorah minayin. How do we know? Is there a Remez? Is there a hint in the Torah for Shnios? You don't need a hint. Rabbani can make it up if they want, but the Gemara looks for a hint. Remez l'shnios min haTorah. The Rambam, 2 points. The Rambam, Paskins, he describes the shnios as Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Aleph Halachavav. The Yesh Nashim Acheros Sha'asuros Mipi HaKabbalah. The Isur Midivrei Sofrim. Why is it important that he says Midivrei Kabbalah? And maybe that's what the Gemara is doing here. Divrei Kabbalah is stronger than a regular Dinter Rabbanan. Right, divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah, we say, in terms of certain halachos, right, in terms of suffik d'oraisa, by suffik divrei Kabbalah, we also might go l'chumra. Or, we know a katan is allowed to be motz and not a katan, a bar mitzvah boy, and we're not sure if he has simane gadlus or not. We rely on chazaka d'rabba. Right, we say, if he has years, shanim, I'm sure he has simanim. We rely on that for durabanans, not for daraisas. We allow a bar mitzvah boy to lean from the Torah, because kriyas haTorah is a din durabanan. We allow him to bench for us, because it's a din durabanan. We would not allow a bar mitzvah boy to blow shofar. We would not allow a bar mitzvah boy to lean pasha zachar, unless we're vaday shur. Shanim v'simanim. Right, but for Durabanas, we rely on Chazaka Duraba, but not for Dauraisis. Even though I was once speaking to a posting and he said, well, what I do is to go check. I send him to a pediatrician. The danger of that is that if he doesn't have Simanim, then he can't even do the thing that we want to allow him to do. So the Minhag Olam is not to check, and we would just rely on Chazaka Duraba for Durabanas. So, Megillah. Mikra Megillah. Let's say you want a bar mitzvah boy to lay in the Megillah. So a number of poskim say the night reading is Durabanan. The day reading is Divrei Kabbalah. And therefore, well, the day reading is Vayem Ma'elan, it's Karmen Asim. That's already based on the Megillah. So we might allow the child to lay in at night, not the child, the bar mitzvah boy, to lay in at night, but not by day, because again, Durabanans. There are differences between Divrei Kabbalah and regular Durabanans. So that could be enough for me to hear why the Gemara is trying to figure out what is a real, is there a remez in the Torah for Shnios? Related to the Shnios topic in general, and then we'll get to a lot of the details in a minute, is, you know what, let's just do a little bit, and then we'll come back to an important machlokas, the Beis Yosef and the Rama. Amarava, remez l'shnios min haTorah minayin. How do I know? Shene emar, ki eskola toevos ha'el asu anshei ha'aretz. All of these abominable acts, the anshei ha'aretz did. So it doesn't say ha'ela, it's without the hey. Ha'el kashos. So ha'el is a word that reflects very, very harsh averis. Michlal di'ika, we'll see how. Michlal di'ika rako, so it must be softer ones. Umay ninu shnios, that's talking about the arayos mid araisa. That's a remez that there are other softer arayos that are drabanim. Umay mashba de ha'el lishta de kashahu. Where do you see ha'el is a lashon of difficult and stringent? Dichsiv ves eli ha'aretz lakach. Nebuchadnezzar took the strong people of the land. So you see, it's a lashon of heart. Lema pligad Rabbi Levi. Should we say this is against Rabbi Levi? Dam Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi writes, Kasha onshan shal midos yosem anshan shal arayas. The punishment, in a certain sense, for faulty weights and measures in Kiseitse is worse than the punishment of Arayos. It's even more harsh. Sheze namer bohen el, by Arayos it says el, ze namer bohen ele. Ele, kol ose ele, is the pasuk in Kiseitse, towards the end. So, you see, ele is more chamer than el. So Gemara says, el kasha, the ele kasha me'el. They're both kasha. So you can still make the diak of that there's rach. But you're right, ele is even more kasha than el. By both of them, the Torah says toeva. Even by the faulty weights and measures, called toeva kolose ela, toavas Hashem kolose ela. Gabi Arayas nami haksiv ela, but Arayas also has an ela. So why is that any less stringent than midos, which has an ela? Hahulim ute midos bikaris. That's just to exclude midos from kares. These Arayos get kares, but midos, faulty weights and measures, do not get kares. Ela mai chumrayu. So why are they so bad? So what's so bad about the faulty weights and measures? What's so bad about it? So the Gemara answers, Hani efshar b'tshuva, Hani lo efshar b'tshuva. What does that mean? These, by Arayos, you're able to do tshuva. Somebody's bizana with the word, that's tshuva. Hani, if you steal from the Rabbim, how do you do tshuva for that? So from everybody. And Rashi and other Rishonim say, and even though the Gemara says that if you steal from the Rabbim, just do some tzarchei Rabbim, it's not a perfect tshuva. It's not tshuva ma'al yisa. Right, so therefore, it is lo efshar b'tshuva. Do your best, but lo efshar b'tshuva. Efshar b'tshuva, what did the Gemara just say? Arayos. It wasn't so long ago, but we might remember a Mishnah on Daftes and Chagiga. It's not so long ago, where the Mishnah there says, for an example of a me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, the pasuk in Koheles, an example of that is somebody who has a mamzer. So what do you mean, efshar b'tshuva? Move for yuchalisko, you can't fix it. So Rashi says it must be first skinny line in Rashi. Arayos efshar b'takana calls manch laholin mamzer. If you didn't have a mamzer yet, right? You're right. Yifrosh b'mena v'yischaret. Right. So then, if you have that, but again, in a chinami, Rashi says that if somebody has a mamzer, then you can't make this that chilik. If you look in the Tosfos Arash says even if you had a mamzer. Tosfos Arash says beferish v'yafilu holin mamzer. It's more possible to do tshuva than somebody who steals from everybody. Why? Because lagabe you, you're right. The moms are standing over there. You can't change that. But lagabe me, I can still do tshuva. If I steal from everybody, it's still in me. Unbelievable line in the Tosfos Arash. There's no avera that... So you're right. You can't... You can't change the reality that there will always be something staring at you in the face to remind you of your Aveira. That's true, but that doesn't mean that you can't do tshuva gemura mitzad yourself. So when the Mishnah there says, "Uvas lo yuchal liskon," it just means you can't change the reality of that reminder. It's an amazing Tosfos Arash. Related to this, also we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, is the tshuva of Yaakov Emden. In the Shelos Yavetz, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Mem Gimel, where he discusses a woman who was Mizana, who was pregnant with a mamzer, and she wanted to do tshuva, and she wanted to have an abortion, because she says, look, it's not too late, or is it too late? That was her shaila. If I have this baby, then for the rest of my life, it's going to be staring at me, and I'm never going to be able to continue living. So the shaila was, would we allow an abortion? So 99% of the poskim would say, usser. But abortion is an issur d'oraisa, according to poskim. It might even be a form of a tirtzach. And the only possibility is before 40 days, when most women don't even know they're pregnant. Okay, that's one area of where this makom tzarech would be allowed. Or if the mother's life is in danger. That would also, it doesn't seem that was the case here, that the mother's life was in danger. It just seems that she was very depressed that this was going to be the situation. But he allowed it. He allowed it again. This he was taken to task by all the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva. This is unbelievably extreme and wrong. Halacha l'maisa, chas v'shalom. We should paskin this way. But in that Tshuva, he says, well, she's already a gavra katila, right? If we had a bezin, she would be chayavis misa. So you don't really if doing abortion is she's a rat. Big chidushim he talks about here. But the whole point is to prevent the mamzer. Prevent the mamzer. That's our discussion here. Even if there already is, according to the Tosfos Arash, you for sure would not allow it. Because Efshar B'tshuva. Go to the Rashi, you can already have a Pesach, but still, it would not be generally accepted. Okay. Well, we continue now. The Ritva also discusses this, if you want to look more, about this Machlokas Rashi and the Tosfos HaRash. Good. Number two, fourth wide line. Rav Yehuda Amar Mehacha, a second suggestion of where Shnios are Merumas, the Izein V'chiker, talking about Shlomo HaMelech, the Izein V'chiker Tikein Mishalim Harbe. And Koheles was Misakein many Mishalim. V'amar Ula, what was he Misakein? Amar Balazar, Kodem Shabbat Shlomo, Haisa Torah Do Melech Kefifa, She'en La Aznayim. Up in before Shlomo's time, the Torah was like a basket without handles. There was no way to grab. Acha, Bashlomo, Vasalaznayim. Baruch Hashem, Shlomo Kane made handles, right? There are certain dinim durabanan that we have. That's Aznayim LaTorah. The Sefer, Saratskin Sefer. Aznayim LaTorah, when you hear a vart of him, you can really grasp the Torah. Get an achiza in it because of his vart. That's Aznayim, Vasalaznayim. And we're able, with the siyagim, with the durabanans that Shlomo HaMelech made, it helps us in terms of grabbing and holding on to the Torah properly. Number two, Rav Oshia Amar, a third day of Meacha. Another pasuk, also from Shlomo HaMelech. Pira'ehu al tavarbo. Literally, reject it, don't pass over it. Stay me'alav avar. Veer away from it, then pass. That's the pasuk. And it's a mashal to Durabanans. I mean, Durabanans make you stay away and pass. But Rashi quotes that we darshan the word pira'ehu. The word para, gadel para, by anazir, grow it long. Meaning if you're magdil it, if you make it bigger, you add on dinim. So in that way, more halachis will prevent you from violating. Amar Avashi, mashal de Rav Oshia lamad Rav Adome, the mashal of Rav Oshia, to what can we compare it to? La adam mishamer pardes. You have a guard of an orchard. Mishamro mi bachutz kulo mishtamer. If you guard, if you sit on the outside, then the whole thing is guarded. Mishamro, and meaning if you make a law on the outside, good, you're protected. Mishamro mi bifnim shelafanav mishtamer shelachraveinu mishtamer. But if it's only from the inside, so then what's in front of you can be guarded, but it's only half guarded. If you're sitting on the inside, it's not good enough. That's why we have dinim durabanan that are on the outside that protect us. Rav Ribi added in Agdama to a Sefer, and Hilchos Shabbos quotes the mashal that fits in beautifully to this, that you see on the outside. He says, imagine if you're sitting in traffic, and you see you're late for a meeting, and you're upset, and you're mad, and you're sitting, and hours until you finally get up to the place, and you see the police line, do not cross, or blocking two lanes, and only one lane is getting by, and you're like, what's so upset? I can't believe the police are doing this. What are they doing? And as I go by, I see there's a huge pothole right behind the police line. And if they wouldn't have this here, I would have smashed my axle, my car would have been shot. So all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa. This wasn't preventing me from going forward, this was protecting me. And if I wouldn't have this, forget it. A lot of times, people think about Dinam Durabanan, they think of it as this blockage, about, I can't do this, I can't do that, but really, it's that police line to protect us. And that's exactly what's here. It's the Mishamer Pardes. You're outside, so you don't fall in. V'had Rav Ashi, the Gemara just says, Badusahi. Rav Ashi's mashal really isn't a perfect mashal. Why? Hasam shalafana biyem mishtamer. If you sit inside the orchard, at least you're guarding something. You're accomplishing something. Hacha ilav shnios parga be'er v'gufa. Here, if you don't have the shnios, then you'll just violate. You wouldn't have any protection. It'll be terrible. At least if you're sitting on the inside, the mashal is not a perfect mashal. Because even if you do the mashal in a secondary way, it's still okay. It still accomplishes something. Here, that shnios would be farfal and would be finished, and it wouldn't be good. Rav Kahana Amar, fourth pshat, fourth pasuk, mehacha. Ushmartem es mishmarti. Asu mishmeres lemishmarti. That's the pasuk. Guard my mishmeres. Make a mishmeres for my. Make a mishmar. Make a guard for my Torah. Mishmarti is my Torah, and that is what we do. Right. That is the pasuk that's quoted by the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos on the first Mishnah. First Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us asu siyag la Torah. Make a siyag. Says the Bartanura right there. Geder shelo yavo liga ve'isur Torah kigon shnios la'arayas. Right there, he quotes basically paraphrasing our Gemara. Ushvartim es mishmarti, asu mishmeres lemishmarti. The Tiferes Yisrael there on the bottom adds on, this isn't just for the rabbis. This pasuk of Ushvartim es mishmarti is not just for the national laws, but it's for each person to think themselves what is a guard that they need, that he or she needs. He says, "Gam mechuyav kol echon la'aso siag la'atzmo livali lavo l'makom shepakal yavo sham lidei chedav." I know a certain situation is bad for me. I shouldn't go into that situation. If I know certain people are not good for me, I shouldn't hang out with those people. Nimsa kol adam hu dayon u'melamed v'nosin chok. You go through all of his pshat on the Mishnah. The Tiferes Yisrael says we think the beginning. Oh, not for us. Hamidot tamidim harbe. Oh, that's only for rabbis. No, he says it applies to each one of us. If you tune in, b'din is only for judges. Right, Sus Yagla Torah is only for the Sanhedrin. No, everyone, every line in Pirkei Avos we could relate to ourselves. That's the pasuk that's quoted in the beginning. Finishing up, Amar Le Abaye L'Rav Yosef Hadaraisahi. Ushvatim is Mishvarti is a din daraisa for the Rabbanan to make laws. So how can you say this is Shnios? Shnios is a din daraisa. So Gemara says daraisa pisha Rabbanan. You're right, it's a daraisa. The rabbis explained it though. So call Torah Nami Pirsh Rabbanan. The Rabbanan explained everything in Torah. But this can't be Shnios. Elamid Rabbanan v'kras machta bi'alma. It's a Rabbanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta. Really, the Pasuk does not mean this. But it is an Asmachta. It is hinted to. The language of the Ramban. The Ramban in Vo'eschanan. The Ramban in Vo'eschanan in Perek Dalev. Pasuk Beis on the mitzvah of Bal Tosif. The Ramban says, "Umashe tiknu chachamim mishum geder kigon shnios la'arayos v'chayotze bahen zuhi mitzvah min haTorah." Asu mishbaris l'mishparti. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. "Ubilvad sheyeda shehei mishum hageder hazeh ve'einan mipei HaKadosh Baruch Hu baTorah." As long as you're a member, it's a geder. As long as you're a member, it's a siyag. If somebody forgets the line and blurs the line between a siyag and a din, it's a violation of Bal Tosef. Violation of Bal Tosef. That's what we mentioned from Rav Hirsch on Parshas Bereishis, that Rav Hirsch said that was Chava's mistake. Right? She blurred the line. If she would have said, "Hashem told me not to eat from the tree, and yet I'm not even going to touch the tree," everything would have been fine. But she said, "Hashem told me not to touch the tree." So that's a violation of Bal Tosef, and that's not what was meant. That's a violation of this line. Of midrabanan v'kras mafta ba'alma. Rav Moshe writes in the beginning in Aruch Chaim, chelak alef simin tesvav. That's the pshat of this line. We always have to remember what's the daraisa and what is the siyag. I'm going to look there. Moshe has a arichus about this this Ramban and this line of the Mishnah. Okay, and he discusses there why mikra megillah, question of the mefarshim, mikra megillah needs a special pasuk in the Torah to say why it was added on and it wasn't Bal Tosef. Right? There are many Dinim Drabanan, only Mikra Megillah, because that's not a Siyog Mishum anything. It's not a Siyog. Most other mitzvahs Drabanan that we have is a Siyog Mishum Mashu. Even the Takanos, Nitilos Yadayim is a Takana related to Truma, right? But there are a few, Megillah and Chanukah are two, that are in a different category, and that's why those might need sources. Okay, so that is all the background of Shnios. For the rest of the daf, we're basically going to go through all the Shnios. Just all the, who are the Shnios, who are the Drabanan Rayos. Let's go through some of them, and then we'll talk in Lumbus a little bit about these Shnios. So Tana Rabanan. I'm going to get back to that Ramah and Beis Yosef. Tana Rabanan, Mayim Shnios, who are the Shnios? The Gemara doesn't ask, who are the Arayos, the Arayos, because that's a Pasuk in Chumash. That's an Achremos and Kedoshim. But who are these Shnios? Here we go. Most of these are, we'll see, maternal. Because almost all the Arayos are paternal. Not all, but most of them, like a wife's sister, is not, well, we'll see. We don't want to give it anything away right now. But many of these have to do with maternal. Aim Emo, mother's mother. V'aim Aviv, father's mother. V'aishes Afi Aviv, right? The grandfather's wife. V'aishes Avi Emo. V'aishes Achi Ahav Min Ha'aim. What does that mean? My father's maternal brother, his wife, right? Achi Ahav min Ha'aim. Ve'eshes Achi Ha'aim min Ha'av. My mother's paternal brother, his wife. Ve'kalas bino, my son's daughter-in-law. Ve'kalas bito. U'mutter Adam be'eshes chamav u'be'eshes chargo. A person is allowed to marry the wife of his father-in-law, right, if it's not the mother-in-law, right? Let's say he got married to somebody else. Ubeishes chargo, the wife of his stepson, his wife's sons, his wife's sons, right? Wife. Va'asur b'bas chargo, and asur the daughter of his stepson. So the wife of the stepson is mutter, the daughter of the stepson is asur. We'll get back to that. V'chargo mutter, and the chargo, the stepson, is mutter b'ishto b'bito, is mutter his stepfather's former wife or daughter. That's also mutter. V'eishas chargo omeris lo, and it's as if, just to put in a short way, the wife of the stepson could say lo to him, to the stepfather, ani muteres lecha v'ubiti asur lecha. Right, I'm mutter to you. That's what we said. A person is mutter with eishas chargo, but my daughter is asur to you. Right, bas chargo is asur. Okay. So Gemara says 1 minute. Bas chargo daraisa hi. The daughter of a stepson is innocent daraisa. Dichsev es bas binav es bas pita. Your wife, right, and her son's daughter and her daughter's daughter. That's a daraisa. What's it doing on the list of shnios? Mishim tekaboy lemisti seifa. But because the seifa wants to discuss this unique case of eishas chargo, where you have this sentence that she could figuratively say, omeres lo ani muteres lecha obiti asur lecha, because we want to throw in eishas chargo, so we throw in bas chargo. V'yavagav de biti asur lecha mi daraisa. Even though my daughter is asur to you daraisa, bas chargo, b'diti lecha zebe rabanan. So because you want to have that whole cute statement, tana reisha nami bas chargo, so we threw it in, even though you're right. That is not one of the shnios. Ihachi, says the Gemara, Eishas chamav nami tema. So why don't you say the same lashon of the wife of the mother-in-law, right? Ani, the wife of the father-in-law. Ani muteres lecha, right? Father-in-law's wife is mutter, we just said. Upiti asur lecha, but the daughter is asur. Dehavi achos ishto. That's achos ishto. So the Gemara says, hapsika le halo psika le. No, this one is forever, right? The first case is forever, Eishas Chamav, but the daughter is not forever, Lo Psigale, because Achos Isha, as we mentioned, is the only one of the Arayos that changes after death. If a man's wife dies, all her other relatives are still ushered to him, as if she was still alive, except her sister. Her sister would still be, would change, and to be Mutter. So those are the Shnios. Let's take a little break in the middle of the Shnios and mention a fascinating Machlokas. It's in the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef. And the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, the Chelkas Mechokek, and the Beis Shmuel pick up on this Machlokas. The Tur has an unusual lashon at the beginning of Siman Tesvav regarding the Shnios. The Tur says, "Elu she'enon b'nei kedushin machmas erva." The following are people who are not b'nei kedushin, which sounds like they don't have tefisas kedushin because of an erva. Mehen min haTorah. Some of them daraisa, so mehen derabanan, and some of them derabanan. Osam shem min haTorah lo tafsi b'kedushin klal. Those who are drabanan, those are the daraisa, do not have any tefisa kedushin. V'osan shein mi drabanan, o shein safek erva, tzrichos get. Those who are drabanan or a safek erva, they need a get. What does that mean? Says the Beis Yosef, ein divir rabbeinu mutukdakim. It's not clear. What does it sound like? It sounds like those are drabanan also, that they would prevent someone else from getting married? To osan shein mi drabanan, b'nei kedushin inu. They are b'nei kedushin. Shari kedushin tov simbahem. Ela sha'asur lisa osam. He should have said, Elo nashim asuris bisham erva. Right, he shouldn't have said the title, Lav b'nei kedushin, including the shnios. Says the Darkei Moshe, no. I think the Torah is meduyak. The Torah is telling me that on a derabbanan level, the Rabbanan gave these women the status of erva. It's not just purely siyag. They gave them the status of erva so much so that it can have effects on other people's tefisas kedushin. He says, they were mafkia kiddushin with shnios. He says, is this really true? Im emesu, dim kiddish iser midrabanan. If somebody married a shnia, did kiddushin with a shnia, uba'acher v'kidsha, and someone else then tried to marry her, im tzricha get min asheni. Do we go so far and say, well, the second one doesn't even need a get? Me'achar de'ina kiddushin midaraisa klal. It's not a kiddushin midaraisa. Efshar de'lo echmiru be'rabanan. V'tzarech iyon. He's not sure, because even Chayvi Lavin have thesis kiddushin. A shnei is going to be more worse than Chayvi Lavin. The Ramah acknowledges that. But the lumdis, we're not going to get into the lamaisa, but the lumdis behind this machlokas is, are shneos real arayos to Rabbanan, or they are just more gzeira and siyag? That's the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Tesvav and Eben Ezra. Viter, we continue. Omar Rav, five lines up. Arba Noshim, Yeshlam Hefsik. Rav says there are four women that Yeshlam Hefsik. What does that mean? Only their usher, but nobody above them or below them in the generations. Naked Rav Biadi Tlas, but Rav himself only held of three of them. Eishes Achi Ha'emin Ha'av, right? That the mother's paternal brother, wife, ve'eshes achi abenaim, ve'kalaso, those three are the ones that only they are aser, but nobody above or below them. Ve'ziri mosif, ve'ziri added on the fourth one, af eshes avimo, your mother's father's wife, right? Your grandfather's wife. How do you remember which one Rav forgot? The one that is above Rav. It's one generation. Because Rav asered people one generation above you, and Zeiri added on the one that's two generations above you. The Rav, my time, why did Rav not include this last one? He said, no, that one's going to be aser because it's going to be confused with your father's wife. Right, your mother's father's wife is going to be confused with that. And that's why you have to treat it like a regular erva, going up and down. And the Ziri said, no, he's used to all of his father's relatives. He always goes, hangs out with his father's relatives. So we're not worried he's going to be confused with them. Only his mother's relatives, that's the one that we have to have precautions. And we have to have a separate din. Says the Gemara, one second. Number three on this list of Shniyos was Kala. Kalaso daraisai. Kalaso, the daughter-in-law, that's a din daraisa. Why is that on the list of Shniyos? Ema kalas bino. You're right. It doesn't mean kala. It means your son's daughter-in-law. The kalas bino, yeshla hefsik. That's one of these four. Only that one? That's not true. Vatanya. Kalaso erva. That's a daraisa. Kalas bino shnia. That's a secondary. V'cheinato omer bibino. Uben bino atzov kaladoros. It keeps going. So, daughter-in-law of your son does not have a hefsik. So, Eleima Kalas Bita, your daughter's daughter-in-law has a hefsik. That's one step removed, right? The Daraisa's daughter-in-law, the first step of Shnios is son's daughter-in-law, and now daughter's daughter-in-law, that one is limited. Dam Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda, after all, said, Hamilsa Migavar Rabba Shami Yili, I heard something amazing from a great man. Umana Rabbi Ami. I heard it from Rabbi Ami. He said the following unclear statement. Lo Asru Kala El Bebne Kala. The daughter-in-law is Asr because of the daughter-in-law. I didn't know what that meant. The Amruli Kaldoi, the Chaldeans told me, who are the Kaldoi? So Rashi says, third line on top, Hachozim Bekochavim, the people who looked in the stars. People who looked in the stars told me. Are you allowed to listen to those people? Rashi says that here. If you look in Rashi, and the Rashbam quotes Rashi in Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel, that case of Kuf Yud Gimel on the Beis, the context of the Gemara says, how do you know that you're not allowed to ask the Chaldeim? Because it says, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. What does Rashi say there? Who's a Chaldeim? Ba'alei Ov. Ov Yedoni. So it's Asur. But Rashi here says, Chozeh B'Kochavim. There are two famous stories in Maseches Shabbos. We're also talking about Chaldeim. Remember the end of Shabbos? Kufnun Vavim Beis. Rabbi Akiva was told by the Chaldeans that his daughter was going to die on the day of her wedding, and she ended up giving chesed, so she was able to save herself from the snake. There, Rashi, Kaldoi, told Rabbi Kiva this, Chozim B'Kochavim. Or earlier, Shabbos Kuf Yutes, Yosef Mocher Shabbos. Yosef, remember the man who was told that Yosef Mocher Shabbos was going to get all of his money. So he sells all of his property, buys a jewel, puts it in his hat, the hat flies off, and a fish eats it, and then Yosef Mocher Shabbos gets it, Erev Shabbos. So also there, it was the Kaldoi, Rashi there, Chozim B'Kochavim. Right? So why does Rashi only in Psachim say that they are the Balei Ov? It could be because that's the only one that we're saying it's a problem. You're not allowed to ask the Chaldeans. That's the Balei Ov. The other three stories are like the rabbis were involved, so it must be not real, the problematic Chaldoi, right? It's the Chozim B'Kochavim, people who are not, and also maybe they went over to the Rabbanim without their asking. So it doesn't Dafka say. It doesn't Dafka say here that they went to ask. So that's another way to get at it. But anyway, Rashi gives a different pshat there in Psach. So anyway, back to the story. So Rabbi Ami, so Rav Chisda says, I heard from Rabbi Ami that they didn't answer Kala except for Kala. V'amrili Kaldoi, and they told him, the Kaldoi say, Malfan Avis, you're going to be a Chacham. When you grow up, you're going to be a Chacham. Amina, I said to myself, Igava Rabba Havina, if I'm really going to be a great man myself, Asba Midaiti, I'll figure it out myself, what the statement meant. Imikra Dardiki Avina, if I'm going to teach little kids, I mean, I'm not going to be able to figure it out myself. I'm going to be a malamid, a pashut malamid. There's no such thing as a pashut malamid, but let's say I'll be a more simpleton. I should only be rabbanan, so I'll ask the rabbis to ask the mekanishta that came to the shul. So hasha savrit midatoi. Now I've gotten older, so I'll tell you the pshat myself. What do I think it means? Lo astru kalas bito elamisham kalas bino. That's what it means. Daughter-in-law's daughter's daughter-in-law was aser because of son's daughter-in-law. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, because you get confused, and that's why the further one out is the one that has a hefsek. Amalei Abaya l'Rava, Azra l'cha, I'll explain to you, Kagon, Kalsa debay bar tisoy, Rapapa Armagon, Kalsa debay Rapapa baraba, Ravashi Armagon, Kalsa debay Amari bar Isak. Each of these people had a son, a daughter-in-law of a son, and a daughter-in-law of a daughter. That's why there was confusing in these cases. Okay, that takes us through the four that have a hefsek. Ibai Lahu, Viter. Right, this Gemara reminds us there are two places in Shas that have like these types of Gemaras. Right here and in Sanhedrin, where we talk about Psule Eidus, all the different relatives. Shnia b'shnini, Shlishi b'shlishi, similar Gemaras. So here, Eishes Achi Ha'emeno Eimahu. What about a mother's maternal brother? A mother, your mother has a brother from her mother, meaning a half-brother, his wife, your aunt. So, Eishes Achi Ha'av, is she considered a Shnia? Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em. The Eishes Achi Ha'em Min Ha'av, De'ika Tzad Avu De'gazer Abanan. These last two cases maybe are Shnios, because there's some paternity there. Aval Hecha De'leka Tzad, and Halacha always looks at paternity as real relatives. Aval Hecha De'leka Tzad Av De'gazer Abanan. But here, it's your mother's maternal brother. So maybe that's not included. Or do we say no, it is included? So Amar of Safra, well, he gufa gzeira. Vana nekav nigzar gzeira l'gzeira? What do you mean? But all the two cases that we said are the problem, those themselves are gzeiras. So now we're going to extend that? It's gzeira l'gzeira. So Amar Rava says, no, it's not gzeira l'gzeira. As follows. Atu kulu la gzeira l'gzeira. And I knew many of these shniyos are gzeira l'gzeiras. But really, they're not. It's just categories. Once you aser a category, then many are included. So, for example, imo erva, person's mother, that's an erva daraisa. Aim imo shnia, mother's mother is a shnia. The gazru al aim aviv mishum aim imo. Is that a gzera l'gzera? No. V'time am I kulu debe imo rabasi karile. They're all your grandmas. So that's the category. Or another example, aishes aviv erva, your father's wife. Eishes avi aviv shnia, your grandfather's wife. The gazru al eishes avi imo mishum eishes avi aviv. Your father's wife and your mother's father's wife are all included. V'time amai kulu debe abba rabba karule. They're all your grandfather's erva. Third example. Eishes achi ha'av mina'av erva. Right? Your father's brother's wife. That's an isidaraisa, your aunt. Eishes achi ha'av mina'em shnia. Right? Maternal. Brother. The Gozrel, Eishes Achia Emina Av, Mishum, Eishes Achia Av, Mina Aim. The time am I, isn't that two steps? Mishum de Kulu, Bene Dodi, Karilu. They're all your uncles. They're all your uncles' wives. So, my. So, it's here too. It's not going to be Xero. So, we're back to the question. What do we say about the case of your mother's maternal brother? His wife. So, Tashma, let's try to prove it. They quoted a statement from Eretz Yisrael, Kol Shebenikeva Erva Bizachar Gozra Lishto Mishim Shnia. If any case, if a woman would be an Erva on a Daraisa level, so then if you would switch that woman for a man in the relationship, his wife is Asad Rabbanan. If you have built a family tree and there's a woman in the family tree who is Asad Daraisa to you, if you switch that woman for a man, then that man's wife is Asad Rabbanan to you. So Va'amar Rava, and Rava says, V'klalu, is that a cloud? That doesn't work. I'll give you three exceptions to that rule. Chamoso, your mother-in-law is an erva. Eishes chamav muteres, your father-in-law's wife is muter. Bas chamoso, your mother-in-law's daughter is an erva. Right, that's your wife's sister. Eishes ben chamoso, the son, right, your mother-in-law's son's wife, muteres. Another violation of that principle. Bas chamav, erva. Eishes ben chamav muteres. And this all don't fit. Chargaso, your stepdaughter, erva. Eishes chargo, your stepson's wife, muteres. Again, it's all substitutes and it doesn't work. Bas chargaso, the daughter of your stepdaughter, erva. Eishes ben chargo, the wife of the son of your stepson, muteres. So what does the statement mean? V'hadu Rav Yehuda bar Shela lasuye mai. So what does that statement from Eretz Yisrael mean? So I can think of one case, says the Gemara. Lav lasuye, isn't that including our question? Eishes achi ha'em in ha'em. You're right, your mother's paternal brother's wife. Tekosha b'keva erva b'zachar gazri ishto mishim shnia. That's the case that fits. Maishnahani and Maishnaha. So why in the first four are we not gozer for the man-woman substitution? And in the last case, yes. Ha, b'chad kiddushin mekariv la. Because here, if there's only one marriage that gets you to be a relative, then we'll be gozer. So this is all blood, the last case. That's what we're going to answer it. Hani adikin, trei kiddushin la mekariv la. The other ones are double. You have to marry because it's a step. So it's you married a woman, and then their son's daughter. There's two marriages involved. So that's why we weren't in Begozer in that case. Okay, but now we ask. So we didn't answer that. Shalach le'er Masharshi mitusna yel Rabbi Papi. Yaldei Rabbeinu, eishes achi avi ha'av. Right? Your father's brother's wife. Your father's father's brother's wife. V'achos avi ha'av. Mahu, your father's sister. Mahu, mi delamata erva. Do we say that since your father's brother's wife is usser, lomala nami gazrube? So your father's brother's wife is also usser. It's up one level. Old dilmas pilik darasa. Do we say no? There's an extra generation. Tashma. So we try to prove it. Mahein shniyos. Veloka chashiv luba adayu. Well, it's not in the brisa that we had earlier. That what are the shniyos? So doesn't that prove that it's not? So ton of ishir. No. Some might be left out. My shear, the high shear. Which ones are left out? You only can say something's left out if there's at least two left out. Shear, shneos, Rabbi Chia. The shneos of Rabbi Chia, which we're going to have at Hashem later. So, periods, that's why there's no answer to that question. Amemer, achshar, be'eshes, achi, avi, aviv. Uba, achos, avi, aviv. Amemer, machshir, these last two people. Amar, if Hillel, Rav Ashi. L'di, chazi, li, shneos, marbrei, dravana. I found the notebook of Mar Barei de Ravana, and he had a list of shneos there. The Ksivan Shitsuri Leisura, there were 16 on the list. So my love, how do you get 16? My love, Timnei Demasti. So 8 of our Brisa that we had. The Shis de Bei Rabbi Chia, another 6 from Rabbi Chia that we'll have later. That's 14. Vanach Tati, and these two. So these two have to be Aser Hachitsuri. That would make 16. Somewhere it says one second. What do you mean it should be 17? What about the other question we had 10 lines ago? We never said that was mutter. That's the case of Kol Shebezachar, right? The parallel. Somewhere it says, no, Holokasha. That one doesn't have to be listed. Hanach Tarti. No, that one is so similar to the one as Gozer Mishum. That's why it'll be counted as one. Vashitsri is the 16. So those two have to be included. Says the Gemara, one second. Let me call Makom. Lididi Chazilon Dixivin Lisura. I saw that it said Leiser. So that's why I'm going to include these two. Omar Le. So one second. Ravashi Sester of Hillel. Ule Taimeich. Iavi Kasev Latera. Miavi Samach says Alayu. What, you found some notes of his? What? So if he said these two are mutter, would you be Samach on that? Leheter. Demar Breid Ravani Michasem Alayu. When he signed it, it's his Psak Din. It's not his Chuvis. Hashanami Dixiv Lisura. Lamar Breid Ravana Chasem Alayu. He didn't sign it as a tshuva. You found his notebooks. You can't paskin from there. It's just like you wouldn't paskin from there, lehetera. Don't paskin from there, leisura. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Hashem next off. We'll be put up from last time, and we'll continue then with daf chav gimel.